We talked a little bit about Mother's Day. You had a great Mother's Day, Carla, you said.
Yes,
I had a great one. And you're welcome. And hopefully all the ladies listening out there had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. All right, listen, it is time now for the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one is from Cece in Dallas. Cece writes, I'm in love. I'm in a love triangle with a man that's 10 years younger than me and a man that's 18 years older than me. They both serve their purpose, if you know what I mean, but the young man wants all of my time. He wants to stay at my house and drive my car, and he expects me to be a cougar. My sugar daddy is not pleased when he can't come over. He popped up before, and what? I had to ignore him, so he won't think it's cool to do that. He takes great care of me, but his son is a better lover.
It's his son?
Yes, it's a father and son that I'm dealing with.
Yeah,
I cut one of them off. Come on, CLO.
Well, Tricky. Let me
Tricky.
You know, you in real, real dangerous territory. You have not mentioned whether they know about each other
right,
or not.
She didn't.
And I'm pretty sure that they don't. Or at least I know the daddy don't know about the son. Now, the trifling son could know about the daddy.
Yeah. Mm.
But you said something in your letter that's interesting. The younger one wants to drive your car and all. Where his damn car?
Mm-hmm. Stay at her house.
And then the sugar daddy is actually taking care of business. Mm-hmm. Now, did she say which one of them takes care of the frying the bacon better? Is it the young boy or the old dude?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's the young dude.
Is a better lover, she says.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the young dude. Mm-hmm. Or else you'd have everything wrapped up in the old dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no advice for you. You're going to hell for this.
You've
got an open invitation right now. It looks like you're going to have a front row seat. And I don't know how you think this is going to work. Should you get rid of one of them? Yes, you should. Before they find out, because that's a dangerous situation to be in, sister. A very dangerous situation. Why are you doing that? Might I add that you are a bit trifling? I just want to throw that out there.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know you, but that's a little trifling. Because if a man was doing that, wouldn't he be trifling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
If he was seeing the woman and her daughter simultaneously.
Yes,
sir.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he would be trifling. So I'm going to have to label you as trifling too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the thrill is for you to be pulling this off, but if you're going to do two men and that's your option, you could get another young dude. It don't have to be this man's son.
Make sure they're not father and son. Ew.
That's foul.
That's trifling by standards. Even by my standards. That's low. Trifling.
Teresa in St.
And that's
Louis.
Low. You're right, Steve. That's low.
Says, I'm in my late 40s and I think I'm going to have to divorce my husband of 4 years. I'm his third wife and one of his exes told me she'd pray for me when I ran into her recently. He was a perfect man until a year ago when he stopped bathing. He stopped helping out around the house and he stopped going to church online with me. His blood sugar has been low lately, so I thought his behavior was because of that, but I don't think that's it. I don't know this man anymore. What should I do?
Well, you can you can have low
blood sugar,
and you can quit going to church online. It's the damn bathing,
thank you,
that created the problem.
That's the problem.
That's a deal breaker. Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't go to church online. I know a lot of people with diabetes and low blood pressure. I know people with high blood pressure.
Yeah,
I've been borderline myself. I'm aware of that. It's the stopping bathing that I don't get that connected at all.
What is that?
Got you tired of going to church online. I got it. Maybe you don't like maybe you don't like Zoom ministry. I got that. Maybe you like live church. I got that. I got you tired of taking your medication. I got that. Sometimes I don't feel like taking my supplements. I got it. But when your ass get tired of washing, I'm talking about just, you know, just, it's just something about washing that's so damn necessary.
Yes, it is.
I wouldn't even have wrote in about the church and the medicine.
Just the washing.
Because we can get him back in church. We can get him back on his meds. One trip to the hospital to get his ass right back on them meds. You know, and one big problem in his life will turn him right on back to the Lord. We can do that. I don't know what we got to do to convince him to wash.
Yeah. And this has got to be why she's his third wife. Okay. Gabby in Gatlinburg, Tennessee says, my parents are very religious and I'm a Sunday school teacher at our church and I'm in the special events choir. I'm also a tattoo artist and I'm covered in tattoos. I drink on the weekends and I brew beer in my garage. I've kept my dad from going into my garage for years and I've covered up my body so my mom won't be embarrassed. I'm turning 30 soon and I'm ready to stop hiding from my parents. How do I break it to them?
Wow.
Well, you can't hide in Gatlinburg, I can tell you that right now.
Well, how you
say I've been
that
through there.
I have too.
I've been through there. Ain't no hiding in Gatlinburg. I don't know how you done faked the funk down at the church this long with all them damn tattoos. You must be going to the church as Amish. So that's the only way you can hide all them
up
tattoos.
To the neck.
You got on a bonnet, a gown, them high top boots, and some leotards. And you're making moonshine. You just little Duval. You just living your best life. So I don't know what to tell you.
Moonshine?
Yeah. She making moonshine. What does she call it in the letter?
Beer.
Beer? Yeah. Girl, stop. Ain't nobody no buying no damn homemade beer. You in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. That's moonshine. Stop this. Who the hell making beer at the house? Beer cheap.
All right, Steve. CLO, thank you. Coming up next, Church Complaints, Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.